right, welcome to Men's Sports Wednesday. I'm Fort Myers, always. We're doing my hot take. All right. Now, a lot of people are probably thinking, hot take, they were going to be negative because the Saints started slow. But lots of times in life, you start slow. I mean, sometimes I get drunk and I do a couple bumps of coke on a Wednesday, and I just get to wake up for work on Thursday. But I get to work and I get the job done. That's what the Saints did. They just woke up a little late. That's all. That's all it was.
It ain't how you start. It's how you finish.
That's right. And I want to discuss. We're going to get right back into the X's and O's and the grittiness of this game. Sean McVay is a fucking leprechaun. And if you know anything about the great cinematic experiences of our lives that show actual history and what happened in the past, you know the Leprechaun movies are bad and leprechauns are evil. They do horrible things. They kill Jennifer Aniston, and that's the true story. They don't make movies that are fake. I mean, they don't make movies based on stories people make up. That's crazy. So leprechauns are evil, and Sean McVay is a leprechaun, and we need to do America and the world a service by murdering the Rams and his chances to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, first of all, let me say this. I mean, everybody knows that leprechauns, they make Lucky Charms cereal. But the Lucky Charm that McVay makes, it's like that stale Lucky Charm, you know, that's been sitting in your cabinet, and it's been open, and it's been sitting on the cabinet or whatever, and it's been spilled a couple times, and you're sitting there, and it's disgusting. You put it in your mouth, and the marshmallows don't taste good no more. So that's what Sean McVay is. Now, that's the kind of Lucky Charms he makes. But I'm going to take them. This matchup is about good versus evil, all right? The Saints represent America. They represent good. And McVay and the Rams, they're evil. They represent the Taliban, all right? And when you look at Dan Snyder and all these big, deep pockets, moving to L.A. in the big market in the NFL, and Roger Goodell gets so excited about their team in California and L.A. in the big market where they can get all these viewers.
And a foreign country. And a foreign country. California is a foreign country.
It is. That's fact. That's fact. Facts only on this podcast. But I just look at it like this. The Saints are the Jimmy Dean sausage. The L.A. Rams are the Twin Oaks organic grilled tofu, all right? The Saints are the Budweiser of America, all right? The Rams are a kale smoothie mixed with Bud Light Lime and Coke Zero. And it's going to cost you $25 for all that because it's all mixed in. It's supposed to be special even though it's just kale. It's just kale in a smoothie, and that costs $25 when you can just get a Bud. A Bud Heavy, $2. So that's what's going on here. You got good versus evil. You got America versus the Taliban. And I've never met a single L.A. Ram fan in my life.
They don't even exist. They're fake.
They don't.
Yeah.
Fake. They don't. L.A. Rams fans are like Caddyshack 2. It never happened. It doesn't exist. Okay.
So I want to discuss two things of this game. First of all, Akeem Talib is back for the Rams. And everybody's like, Akeem Talib is back. He's going to guard Michael Thomas, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Akeem Talib, he stole that man Michael Crabtree's chain, just ripped it off during the game. Drew Brees is going to do the same to him.
He should have gone to jail.
He should have gone to jail. Drew Brees is going to throw a touchdown pass to Michael Thomas, go up to Akeem Talib, rip the chain off of it, and say, how you like that? And that's what he's going to do. But second of all, I believe that everybody is excited. They say, you know, Taysom Hill threw a touchdown pass and the cheating-ass refs took it away from him and quashed our joy of that moment. And everybody says, well, the touchdown pass to Drew Brees is coming and that's going to happen again. No, Sean Payton still has a grudge to carry against Ndamukong Suh for going and joining the Taliban instead of joining America's team, the Saints. And he is going to run the read option right at Ndamukong Suh and run Taysom Hill down his throat for a 70-yard touchdown that puts the capper on the Saints winning. Saints 84, Rams nothing.
Ndamukong Suh, he could have been with the Saints. He could have been enjoying home field advantage, playing this game at home. He could have been enjoying Rankins being out, starting next to Onyemata, and living in the glory. But instead, he's an Aaron Donald shadow. And he'll never amount to nothing because he's just a guy that's hopping on the bandwagon, trying to ride another player's coattails, and hoping that his team, that he'll get some credit and some success, even though it's really Aaron Donald's defense. I thought it was a weak move. It was a coward move. It showed what kind of man he is. Everybody knows you want to be a man. You want to establish yourself. You join the Saints. And Brandon Cooks, another perfect example. Asked for a trade. It's all about him. This is a team full of selfish players in a selfish market, in a selfish umbrella, the NFL. Selfish, selfish.
Hearts
selfish.
Are black. Hearts are black.
Hearts are black. Hearts of stone. And on the other side, you have a 40-year-old male who's been eating Jimmy Dean sausage, drinking Budweiser's his whole life. We know that's a big part of his diet. That's how he's gotten to still play football at 40 years old. Nobody eats Jimmy Dean.
Got
and drink Budweiser.
And drunk at his birthday on a Monday, like a good American.
You know he wasn't drinking no Bud Light Lime.
So, what's your prediction on the score?
I think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Saints are going to score 70 points. Because, quite like you said a couple weeks ago, scoring less than that shows a total inability on offense. So, I'm going to say 70-0. I think Jared Goff may defecate in his pants at some point in this game. I think Davenport is going to have to play more with Rankins out, and that's going to mean at least 7 sacks. 70-0.
All right, so that ends Mystical Wednesday. We'll see you next week in Atlanta.